My name is Lolita. And, I'm not supposed to play with boys.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Sheinberg. And as with the last few weeks, I think it couldn't be more timely. Today, in fact, the Dow is going down quite a bit. It's been down all morning, and it's a little scary to this average guy investor, even though Jim does hold my hand often when I get anxious. Jim Sheinberg is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He's been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he's been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well, so I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Hey there, Bruce.
So what the heck's going on today?
Well, nothing new.
Nothing new.
As I mentioned to you privately just last week, you're going to be in a situation for at least the next few weeks, probably through the end of September, of where the news isn't going to be your friend, just simply because we've been in this very kind of scary, pausey, looking around, seeing what the other guy is doing phase as a collective, both on Wall Street and Main Street, CFO's office, et cetera. It's going to take a while for the data to work out now. So good news, if it's coming, and I still believe that it is, it certainly isn't
likely
to come.
Could I have a date, please? Could I have a date? I'd like to know exactly when the good news is coming.
I'm going to say that probably 6 hours till Tuesday next week, minus a month and a half, times four.
Okay, I'm taking that to the bank.
Yeah, please do. Please. Right, if you can figure out what day that is, call me back and let me know.
All right, continue. I'm sorry to interrupt.
But all in, no new news. Regurgitation of the same situations. And so we've got a very skittish market, and since the news cycle is likely not to give us lots of goodies here in the near term, I think any rallies will be met with this kind of, okay, well, here's the newest version of the stuff you were worrying about last week. And it may not be new, but it's definitely going to be news. And people are scared right now. They're worried, and so it's likely that the headwinds will be here for at least, I'm going to guess, at least another month, maybe a little longer.
Well, we're talking about parental hypocrisy, and this segment, of course, is about money and the family. And I believe you said you had a story to share involving your own father. And
yeah, absolutely. I think we can talk about habits, and we've talked on this show before about the examples that we set for kids. They're always watching things like, and I'll get into the story about let's pretend it's not my father, it was somebody else's father that I saw this happen with. We don't want to put the whole story on my dad, but in our behavior, we frequently, and I think parents frequently, talk about things about being good and being honest and being generous. But what do you do when you go out to a restaurant and you tip? Mm-hmm. Do your children watch, you know, the way that you conduct yourself in that kind of environment? Do they watch, for that matter, to the way that you even treat the people that are serving you?
You bet they do.
Of course. And so you can show generosity through things along the lines of the people who provide you service out in public, and things along the lines of charity. We've talked on the show about charity, and children are always watching you. And so it's one thing to say to your kids, well, it's really good to be charitable. It's another thing to actually show it. So, you know, I took a lot more than just hypocrisy out of your column this week, because you talk about how children are watching, and that's mm-hmm. the important thing. It's not that don't be a hypocrite. It's model the behavior that you want your children to exemplify. And so remember,
I like that. I might write something about that.
I think you did. I think the whole second half of your article was about that. And so I just remember a tiny little event that my fictitious father that we were talking about. When I was a little kid, I remember walking through the halls of a Holiday Inn in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. and my not my real dad, but the other guy that we were talking about, he took one of those old plastic coffee carafes. Do you remember the brown ones with the black lids?
Yeah.
He took one off of a maid cart because he wanted it for the house, and he took it home with him. And, you know, it's probably a $3 item, and my father's a very honest man. But when you have a child that sees that at an impressionable age, what's the message that that sends? Now, you say, don't steal, be honest. And then a tiny little item like that, you can have a 99.5% honesty record as a parent. But one little item like that, one little anecdote, can actually leave a lasting impression. And here I am, 30-some-odd years later, and I still remember that vividly.
30-some-odd or 40-some-odd or 50-some-odd?
I'm 42, Bruce. I wasn't two at the time. I was 30-some-odd. 30-some-odd.
All right. By the way, I think that, excuse me for interrupting, that is incredibly true. The 99.5% a good record, and that is why it's so important to watch your behavior around your kids, because whatever it may be, the one indiscretion, I should say, that you may do in front of the kids may be the biggest memory they have in spite of all the good things you've done.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So it's not just hypocrisy. I mean, understand that your kids are soaking everything up with a sponge. So, you know, hold as a parent might, and not a parent am I. So, you know, I'm speaking from a place of holier than thou, because I haven't actually been in the trenches. But I'm asked frequently by parents about things along the lines of money and how to educate and train their children around money, and it's be cognizant that they are constantly watching, and things around, like I said, tipping, charity, honesty, spending habits. I mean, you can't sit and tell your children to be wise with the allowance that you're giving them when they're observing behavior that may not be in harmony with that. So I would just urge everybody to just like you use the other areas of alcohol consumption and fighting and swearing. Money's a big topic where children, we don't think that they're watching, but they are. They're paying attention very, very closely. So just remember that it's always really, really good to make sure that your standards are consistent and consistently applied, especially in front of the kids.
Well, that is something I advocate and couldn't agree with more. And speaking of becoming a father, it's not too late, Jim. You it may happen yet. So I'm rooting for you, dude.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious about that. I also want to remind you and our listeners that you are a special exclusive guest next week for Money, Money, Money. We are doing a show all about money. And I have thrown away my regular guests and have just kept the show open for you. So I think everybody should put that on their calendar. Next week's show will be called Money, Money, Money. And we will be covering a wide range of financial topics with our family financial matters expert, Jim Scheinberg. There's a newsletter that you put out. Why don't you tell our listeners how they can get this free newsletter?
By all means, you can send us an email to info@n, like the direction north, pier.com. That's info@npier.com. We can also be reached directly through Bruce Salen's website, brucesalen.com. On the radio page, there is a link to sign up for the newsletter. And like I said, not only do we have the summer issue that just came out a few weeks ago, but we also have a piece we're about to put out, which is an update on what to do and think now, especially today. So by all means, reach out, and we'll be more than happy to send that out to you at no obligation and absolutely no charge.
Next week, Money, Money, Money with Jim Scheinberg. I might add that the newsletter you just sent out is in my carry-on baggage for a trip I'm taking shortly, going to visit my in-laws. So I plan to read it as I do each quarter. Thank you, Jim, for being on the Bruce Salen Show.
Take care, Bruce.
And we look forward to next week. It is time for another break. I'll be back with closing remarks and next week's show topic. Well, you already know next week's show topic. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. This is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You got to spread joy up to the maximum. Four. bring gloom down to the minimum.
Way down, way down.
Or else pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.